Here's how it goes, or at least how most people think it goes. You get married, right? And that's the beginning, the good part, the lovey-dovey part. But then that all wears off. And, you know, by the end, you're like Archie Bunker, right? Yeah, well, it is. That's the stereotype. And apparently, according to the largest ever study done on this, marriage actually gets happier over time. Couples argue less and laugh more as the year goes by. That's probably because the will to fight has been beaten out of you.
And one spouse laughing at the other over their defeat.
Right, exactly. Really, there you go.
That's where the humor comes in.
Is it really? No, I thought it was just us. You know, when I was younger in my marriage, I was, you know, we're both hotheads, right? So I figure it was just, you know, we're both very stubborn. And the only reason that either of us, I don't think either of us could stay married forever to somebody else, but we're just so much alike that you, that this, the stubbornness works out because we're pretty much stubborn about the same thing. So we agree. Otherwise it'd be a disaster. But I used to try to, you know, I'd fight and die on every hill in the beginning of my marriage. Now I'm just like, oh, I'm too tired, whatever. Okay, fine. We'll do it your way. And I think he is too. We hardly fight at all, but we used to a lot when we were younger. And that's maturity too, I think. But I thought it was just us. Apparently it's everything. Arguments that are typical of early middle years of marriage begin to dissipate. Children finances cause a lot of strain during those years, but they're only temporary. American psychologists who tracked couples for 13 years concluded people relaxed all the time and that as the husband and wife age, they crack more jokes, laugh more, understand each other better, and usher in a more forgiving time in their relationship.
Well, you wouldn't hope that after a period of time you begin to learn a little bit.
Yeah, I know. The findings upend the stereotypes, this is what I'm talking about, the stereotypical portrait of an older married couple as becoming set in their ways and arguing more with their partners. TV series like One Foot in the Grave have portrayed older couples as barely able to stand each other with the flame of passion having long been extinguished, but that's not what they found in this study that tracked couples over a 13-year period who had been married between 15 and 35 years.
What TV show?
I don't know. I never watched it. Was it One Foot in the Grave? That sounds depressing, right? The study involved tracking couples 13-year period, okay, who had been married 15 to 35 years. Couples were either in the middle age group, 40 to 50 years old, and married at least 15 years, or other, the older group, 60 to 70 years old, and married 35 years. Each couple was analyzed at sessions over the years. So during each session, the couples engaged 15 minutes of unrehearsed conversations, and then they took, you know, they took quizzes basically on reporting on their laughing. And so anyway, they over time reported they laughed more, had a better time together, all of that kind of stuff. So good.
We're at that 35 mark there. Yeah.
Is that
By
true
the way,
for you?
One Foot in the Grave was a British television show.
Oh, well, no wonder.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. You know, so. Yeah. Is that true for you, Lee? You think you just mellow over time?
Yes.
Grow into the thing?
Yeah. 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 I have to admit that in our relationship, I'm a bull in a china shop and my wife is the china. So I have. You tried to be a bull that now tap dances through the china shop.
Yes, while knocking things off your honeydew list.
Well, yeah, that's the only thing I knock off. Yeah.
Right, there you go. Right. All right. Some good news. This is so exciting. Scientists, you see this, they have it now, a holy grail blood test that detects cancer in 10 minutes.
Really?
Yes, spots tiny amounts of DNA floating through vessels that could only have come from tumors and not from healthy cells. They say 9 in 10 people who have cancer have, you know, or 9 out of 10 people who die of cancer die because the cancer was detected too late. Like, you know, if they had caught it earlier,
right,
they probably could have stopped it. In experiments, the test distinguished tumors from healthy cells with up to 90% accuracy. And the good news is, again, it's a simple blood test, which is really cool. And they think that within the next decade, it will become standard when you go to your doctor and get your blood test.
The bad news is it costs $20 million.
Yeah, see, they didn't say that in here. I was wondering.
Hopefully a blood test, that's not going to be that expensive. I mean, obviously, you're going to have some type of software-hardware combination that scans that to determine it. But,
Yeah, the good news is it among the cancers it catches, breast cancer, prostate, bowel, blood cancer, lymphoma. So a lot of the more prevalent cancers it catches, which is awesome. So
as long as I can put off that colonoscopy a little longer.
A little longer. Yeah, really. Wouldn't it be great if you could just have the blood test instead of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great. So anyway, that's good that they can do that. And I hope they make that available affordably at my doctor's office too.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be a lot better than all that other mess. All right. Meanwhile, I'm still laughing about this. This idea of, hey, listen, yeah, didn't you love the only place in the county where there are wide open roads where you can just close your eyes and drive in a straight line and not hit anything?
Yeah.
Would be the I-85 toll road.
Yeah, right.
And I love this proposal by Greenville County Councilman Ennis Fant, who said economic development in the county is sputtering. I don't think it's sputtering at all, but
yeah.
Because of a lack of infrastructure and utilities in the area best suited for it, the southern part of the county, but that nobody wants to pay the toll.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've ended up there a couple times, and it's a bizarre experience the first time it happens to you when you move here, because you're like, wow, there's this big, wide-open, massive road, and nobody's on. Like, why does this nobody like this area of the county? And then you realize, you know, you're on a toll road, and then you're like, oh, crap, how do I get off the toll road?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I love the line in here. Southerners just don't seem to be willing to pay tolls.
Yeah, the county has been trying to get off the toll road for quite some time.
Yeah, so he wants the state to forgive the $200 million debt and just open it up.
Forgive it?
Yeah, like just wipe it out.
Well, somebody's got to pay the debt.
Oh, no, I mean, it would be paid. It would, you know, come out of regular road construction funds.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So interesting idea. They're going to have to do something. I mean, he makes the argument, and I can see this, it's really kneecapping development out there. We need to start moving it somewhere other than Five Forks, you know what I'm saying? Or like Woodruff Road. No, I mean, it's just getting just dense.
The question would be is, would anybody take the road if there were no tolls?
I would a lot. My GPS tries to take me there all the time.
Okay.
You know? And so, you know, wherever my GPS takes me, I go.
Okay, well.
So, yeah, I mean, there's nothing worse than getting caught on that thing when you realize you're on the toll road and you have no money.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to talk your way out of it without getting, you know, I don't know, what do they do, arrest you, ticket you? I don't know what they do.
I don't know. I haven't to challenge that one, so.
Yeah. So, there you go. But interesting proposal, Interstate I-85 toll road, holding back Greenville development. And, yeah, but you know, okay, if you drive the whole 16-mile stretch of it, the Southern Connector, the charge is $3.50 for trucks. It's almost $15. That's high.
Yeah, that's one way to keep the trucks off 185.
No. Right? Maybe they just give a pass to trucks and get them off 85. They're so dangerous. I mean, there's trucks trying to drive through all that construction. It's such a mess. Yeah. And, you know, they can't stop, and people just don't, they drive like they don't understand that people, that trucks can't just stop like a, you know, a Honda Accord or something. You know what I mean? Like, it takes longer. They're a lot heavier.
Take some distance.
Take some distance. Yep. All right. You see the market? Take a nosedive.
Yep.
Right, the market just does not know what to do. They don't know if they're up, down, or
all they
around.
Know what to do. They're trying to wreck the economy. They're trying to make it look bad so that this will wind up in a recession by 2020, and we can blame Trump for it. That's what's going on here.
I'm sorry. Part of the analysis in this part it makes sense to me is the bond market. The bond yields flip the 5-year versus the 2-year, and when that happens, it can foreshadow a recession. It also sometimes does not foreshadow a recession. So the market flipped out over that yesterday, down 700 points. But roughly 3% across the board, not the end of the world or anything, but it was a big one-day drop. We'll see what happens on Thursday because the market's closed today because of HW, which is to honor him.
Right.
But, you know, but here's the thing. This other analysis they throw in there now, whenever there's a slight hiccup in the market, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's tariffs.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm sorry. When the market came shooting back up after the Fed chairman said, hey, you know what? I may not do 4 rate hikes next year after all. Was the market shooting up because of tariffs? Was that?
Exactly.
Because that was the news. I kid you not, it's been a week ago now. But every time it goes down, tariffs. Well, how'd the market shoot back up then if we're all walking around freaking out with our hair on fire over tariffs? And the news didn't even make sense that it was skepticism that the Chinese would follow through on their part of the tariff deal. Well, the tariff deal, the new deal with Trump is good news, not bad news. And the Chinese stepped in and said, yeah, we're going to follow through, reassured everybody. So how's that bad news that tanked the market? It wasn't. It was the bond yield reversal. And the media throws this crap about tariffs in every time. Just, you know, watch this for yourself, okay? Next, it'll come up. Next time it bumps up, no mention of tariffs. Excitement about tariffs bumps the market up. No, we're only down about tariffs every third day or so. We're very upset and the market comes up. But then when it goes up, we're very happy about it. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't. Let's go to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, get some common sense this morning. Good morning, Tara. I'm so pleased to hear that there are zero homeless, destitute, or needy American citizens in Newberry, South Carolina. That must be why the Unitarian Church there turned its efforts toward aiding and abetting law-breaking illegal aliens. Texter writes on the study that shows marriage gets happier. Far fewer fights and a lot more laughing together. But you got to stick it out for a couple decades to get there. Texter writes, I've been married 25 years. Just how damn long do I have to wait for this happiness to begin? Oh, I don't know. Another texter writes, too many people think infatuation is love and don't realize that a good spouse becomes your true best friend. True love. Texter writes, Tara, I don't see how a marriage can get better when you still have all the bitterness and damage from the arguments earlier in the relationship. That's my experience anyway. Yeah, you got to hash that out and let it go. That's the hardest thing. I got to tell you, though, there really is a closeness that comes through working through that together, at least in my experience. Texter writes, Tara, two things. One, I would love to take the toll road more, the 85 toll road, but not pay $5 as for the toll. If it was, 50 cents or 25 cents, I would take that all the time. And I'm sure other people would too. You can have your GPS settings set to avoid toll roads. Typically, you get a fine for not paying the toll. Another text, I've never gotten that far. I get on the road and then I find a way to turn around. Yeah, there's usually nobody on it. So you could go right over the, grassy island in the middle there. Go all terrain, if you will, and no one will notice. Texter writes, Tara, the I can't say the word this morning. Feeling you get on the toll road is something and liked by Hollywood, which has used it to film apocalyptic style movies. You could do that on I-85. You know, like after the apocalypse, it's supposed to be rush hour, but there's like, they always show the scene, there's never any cars on the road, or they're all like stopped. That's I-85. There's never any cars there. Texter writes, I would have used I-85, but refused to pay a toll on a road that was only supposed to have a toll for 5 years, not 15. I now avoid it like the plague, this texter writes. Texter writes, stay off my private highway, LOL. Well, I will. I do. Texter writes, Tara, the MACD is, what? Okay, I don't know what that means. Texter writes, Tara, why don't we put that gas tax to good use and help it pay off the toll road? Use it to help pay off the toll road like it should be used. Now the texter writes, Tara, you need to set your GPS option to avoid toll roads. And maybe if the tolls were reduced, more people would use. Yeah, that's what the other texter said. Would use I-85. Texter writes, I would take I-85, but with tolls from Easley to Simpsonville is $6. Really? That's highway robbery, if that's true. Texter writes on December 10th, me and my wife will be celebrating 24 years of marriage. And I learned a long time ago, happy wife, happy life. And that's so true because we are both still just as content and make an awesome team. Our kids are grown. Our house is paid off. And now we just enjoy each other and the grandkids. I feel blessed every day. See, I love hearing stuff like that. I truly do. I wonder how many couples end up like that, really. Like the percentage. It truly ends up happy like that. Because, man, if you get that in life, you've got everything. You can have money and not have that, and your life's still a mess. If you don't get that right between the two of you, the spouses, you don't have that. It's such a gift if you do. It's easy to take it for granted. Texter writes, hey, Terry, you don't need cash on the toll road. They take debit credit cards, too. I don't know. I've never gotten far enough without turning around to find out. Texter writes, Terry, forget paying off the bad investment, eminent domain, the stupid toll road. Okay. Well, then I guess I will. Texter writes, some of the investors I see interviewed on Fox Business said it was because, oh, talking about the market dip, because of the tariffs, but what would they know? No, I got to ask the question. Do you remember the market? Okay, so wait, let's rewind. The Fed says, do you remember the Fed says a month ago? Oh, yeah, we're totally going to do 4 interest rate hikes next year. Market dips 10%. Trump goes, all right, you could do that, but I'm going to blame the market collapse on you personally. Jerome Powell, head of the Fed. And then Jerome Powell's like, oh, now that I think about it, we maybe don't need 4 market, interest rate hikes after all. Market surges. Okay, well, when the market dropped 10%, they were saying, oh, tariffs are bad. Well, when the market surged back up after that, was that tariffs too? No, that was not. Well, then how is it only tariffs when it goes down? And if it's tariffs, why doesn't it stay down? I have just common sense questions. Texter writes, maybe we should make Woodruff Road a toll road. Oh, that would be funny to watch, wouldn't it? Texter writes, well, yeah. You don't get fined if you don't pull up to the booth without any money. Texter writes, oh, my. Been married for 26 years, and I can hardly keep my wife off of me. I'd love to know what your secret is, sir. I think so would many of the men in the audience. Texter writes, I use the toll road only because I can expense the fees. Tara, the toll road is 185, not I-85. Thanks for the correct. And yeah, so there we go. Add another band, socially banned anyway, title to the list. Let's see. I'm having trouble keeping up with them because it's like one a day now. Which, okay, what is it? A Snow White, you can't, no, so you don't want to do that because the prince did not ask her permission before he kissed her to wake her up. Yeah, can't, no, so can't watch that. It's misogynistic. Plus, there was no consent. It's okay. Got to get rid of Charlie Brown Thanksgiving because the black kid had to sit on the broken chair. Never mind that Charles Schulz was a civil rights activist. Put the black kid in after Martin Luther King Jr. was shot because it so moved him. In fact, defied his bosses to put it in. Put him in. That, none of that matters. The black kid got the broken chair for some reason. Ergo, it must be racist. It's got to go. Okay, so where are we at? No more Rudolph, right? Because it promotes bullying and intolerance. Somehow homophobia. I don't know why Huffington Post threw that in. I don't recall gay person in that, but whatever. So we can't watch Rudolph. So you can't watch Thanks to Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Little Mermaid totally out. Because the kiss the girl. The guy didn't ask. He didn't ask if the girl wanted to be kissed. Didn't get permission. So that's gone. Can't watch that. And what am I forgetting? I don't know. There was another one. This is just this month. The left just flipping out. Just says they can't take it. They can't handle it. Veggie Tales. Yep, racist. According to a project presented at a whiteness forum? Isn't that racist? What the heck? A whiteness forum at Cal State San Marcos. The Christian cartoon VeggieTales is racist because the bad guys, they claim, often tend to have darker skin. Wait a minute. Stop. Have you ever watched VeggieTales? There's no skin. They're vegetables. God. Okay. Veggie Tales, because the bad guys tend to have ethnic accents and darker, I guess, vegetable skin. I don't.
Peels?
Yes, peels. That's what I'm like. Peels, I suppose you could. Is there a word for vegetable skin?
Yeah, peel.
Well, no, that's only when once you peel it off, though. Heck, I don't know. Whatever. The casing. I don't know. Whiteness Forum, where students presented poster board projects that were meant to, quote, take a critical look at whiteness. So anyway, they came to a conclusion that VeggieTales is, it's racist. So there you go. Oh, by the way, another project called the NFL Racist, because most of the players are black, while most of the coaches and owners are white, so it's like a plantation. You know how this works? This is how this goes, okay, right? So we got VeggieTales, Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, Rudolph, The Little Mermaid, Snow White, and you know what happens? You're a school teacher and you want something to show the kids, as they often show in movies. You got to Google. Everything has, there's a problem with everything. All of it's offensive. Can't show it. Before you know it, you've got, places like Netflix, places that run reruns. They aren't going to show it. They're going to get protest. They effectively ban stuff this way. Everything is racist. Everything. And you know what all these things have in common? I tell you this every time. They are things that are uniquely American. They are culturally American. They are identifiably culturally American. Many of them are iconic, like the infiltration of the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the NFL. Anything like that must be destroyed. And they'll come up with an excuse for doing it. What this is a way to eliminate American culture. One of the most fascinating things I've ever watched was a professor from Georgetown. She studied Soviet culture, USSR. And she talked about how they would freeze speech there for everybody, even members of the party. I mean, like, you were a member of the Communist Party in good standing, didn't matter. And what they would do was they would arbitrarily ban stuff. And they wouldn't even tell anybody. You could say this, but not that. You must believe this, but not that, even if there's no factual evidence. And there were so many of these things all the time that were changing that even if you were a supporter of the Communist Party in good standing, you would be afraid to speak publicly because you might commit a faux pas. And so you just wouldn't speak. It was an effective way of shutting people up and cutting them out of the culture because that's what they wanted. They want everybody to shut up and go along. That's what this is. It's the same thing. Texter writes, you can find racism anywhere if you look hard enough, but only racists look that hard. Good point. Texter writes, you know Sleeping Beauty is all about date rape. He slipped her a drug so she couldn't fight. Oh, come on. Texter writes, the blonde elf was gay seemingly. I mean, okay, I don't know what you're talking about. I'll take your word for it. Texter writes, my son pointed out that the VeggieTale villains are darker in the... Oh, I think they mean the reason the VeggieTale villains are darker is because they're rotten inside and out. Texter writes, Rudolph is homophobic. They never did explain it in the Huffington Post piece that got all that started. Rudolph is homophobic because there's no homosexuals in it. Okay. It's about reindeer. Texter writes, you can find... No, wait. Okay. Where did it go? Oh, Texter writes, maybe the NFL is racist because they don't hire... An off-white? I'm not sure what an off-white is. Isn't that their explanation when they want to meet me? Want to meet me and data interview? I don't know. I don't know what that's supposed to say. Texter writes, Tara, the darker the veggie, the better it is for you. And since no one likes veggies, we hate the darker ones worse. LOL. Texter writes, Tara, don't forget papers. We can't use paper anymore because paper is all white, too. Texter writes, light bulbs are racist because they're white? Now, this is a level of stupidity we've got. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas? Come on, everybody knows that meant snow. Can't play that. Gonna offend somebody. Can't put it on a Christmas card. White Christmas. Everybody knows it doesn't mean white people. Texter writes, why is it okay why is it okay even encouraged for African Americans to celebrate their culture, their race and heritage, but not okay for white people to do the same thing? I don't know. Call the local Democrat Party headquarters. They'll explain it to you. They're the ones who make the rules. Texter writes, Tara, all these fools are offended by everything. They are proof of the zombie apocalypse existing. They are all brain dead. Now, the Texter writes going to quit making white cards. Hold on. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if stuff like that starts happening. Now, if we're at the point where you cannot play I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas because somebody takes that as a white supremacist plot, everybody knows white Christmas. Come on, you want it to snow. Don't think they won't quit making white cards. I mean, we are in Crazyville now, folks. Texter writes, I think that little dentist elf was questionable. What are you talking about? I must have missed something here. I don't know. What's up with these elves? Texter writes, it's Walt from Piedmont again. Don't forget the song, Baby, It's Cold Outside. Oh, yeah. No, that's what I was trying to remember. Yeah, that was the other one that's been banned socially, as you know, because he was trying to get her to stay. I'll use a little bit of alcohol, but not a lot. And she wanted to go. There you go. I mean, it's not like he barred the door or anything, you know? Texter writes, snow is racist too. No, it is. No, I'm not making this up. Did you miss that story? Oh, I can't read it. I can't. Oh, but it's so good. I wish I could. Oh, about the reindeer. Y'all have taken this way too far. See, this, I love this audience. Doesn't matter what the topic is, y'all will take it into the ditch within 10 minutes. Texter writes, Tara, I'm afraid to have any of my daughter's friends over to the house because she has a white Christmas tree in her room. Look, just lock the door to the room. Just lock it right up. Don't tell anybody. Texter writes, maybe the NFL is racist because they don't hire enough white players. Isn't that their explanation when they want to mandate interviewing black coaches? Ah, funny how it works one way, but not the other.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Number one, scorpion venom is the most expensive liquid in the world at $39 million per gallon. And the main reason is it could be the key to developing next-level medicines that can fight things like malaria, bone disease, and even cancer. Random fact number two, the chung-chung sound from Law and Order is a combination of nearly a dozen sounds, including a gavel, a jail door slamming, and 500 monks walking across a hardwood floor. Random fact number three, the first man to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel and survive died 15 years later when he slipped on an orange peel and got an infection. Figures. Random fact number four, Halle Berry was named after a department store. She was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and her mom loved a department store there called Halle's. And finally, number five, the guy who invented Vaseline ate a spoonful of it every day. He lived to be 92.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
Trump tweet. I love this one. I'm glad that my friend Emmanuel Macron, he's the president of France, and the protesters, or the leader of France, and the protesters in Paris have agreed with the conclusion I reached 2 years ago, Trump tweets. The Paris Agreement is fatally flawed because it raises the price of energy for responsible countries while whitewashing some of the worst polluters in the world. I want clean air and clean water and have been making great strides in improving America's environment, but American taxpayers and American workers shouldn't pay to clean up other countries' pollution. Great, great point. By the way, we'll have a Trump tweets coming up in the next hour and much more. But first, we'll jump on the line with Patrick in Spartanburg, who wants to tell me that hemp oil is good for heart attacks. Hey, Patrick.
Howdy. Yeah, I'm a heart patient, and I've had to, for quite a while, I've had to take nitro for chest pains.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, about 5 months ago, I bought some hemp oil online and started eating it, and I have not had to take a nitro in about 4 months, not a one. Whereas usually I was taking it possibly once a week.
When you say
anyway,
When you say you've not had to take it, is that by what measure?
Oh,
like your doctor? Or
under the tongue.
What'd you say?
You place it under your tongue. Yeah, nitroglycerin.
No. I know. Anyway, but, okay, go ahead. But I mean, like, yeah. Has something come down or improved that your doctor can measure? Like, do you have?
Okay.
Measure?
Now, what I did do after about 4 months, I called my cardio guy. And I said, this is what I've been doing. You know, I've been doing this hemp oil, and I haven't had a need for nitroglycerin.
Okay.
He says, oh, well, that's great. Just keep doing it. He says, of course, I can't prescribe it. But, I thought I've been wanting to get it out and see if other people have the same results. I mean, it's just a very plain oil, no bad taste or anything. But it comes out of Canada, and you get it online. If you buy it, you can buy all price ranges. It goes all the way from just a few pills for $10 to, a pint for $15. So,
see, and Patrick, what you're telling me here, this is why I would love to see at a minimum, medicinal marijuana approved at the federal level and become legal, because I just would really like to get this plant into, chemical labs in this country to see what it could do. I mean, there's so many of these stories that I've seen and heard, and I just think that it would be great if we could use modern science to really explore the benefits.
Yeah. Well, this stuff does not get you high.
No. And it wouldn't.
The only thing,
oil.
I was going to give some to my daughter. And she says, nope, because, I'm going on job interviews and I don't know if it's going to come up that I'm, eating, smoking dope,
Yeah. Yeah,
so
Patrick.
She didn't want.
And I don't mean to cut you off there, but I've got to go. But I'm glad that worked for you. And I'm not surprised. Thanks, Patrick.